T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the show this morning. Mark Cox here along with Kim St. Ange and Carl Middleman. Happy that you're here on a Thursday morning and happy opening day of baseball season, right? I'm ready to move on. I got to just go on to the next sport.
I'm sorry, anything but I moment today? To make fun of you for that. I can't let you say that without pointing out the is fact there, that the only reason you're ready to move on is because your Kentucky Wildcats are not in March Madness anymore.
Is there anything else going on today? Heard you mention something about
there's
soccer.
There is so much
soccer,
going on
hockey.
Because you've got the season opener for the Cards. Of course,
baseball.
You have the Blues game. Oscar Sundquist is out for the season. That's not great.
Yeah.
Nope.
Then you have Cities going, has a game. That's an away game, but has a game on Saturday. Battlehawks season starts on Saturday.
Also away.
So much
still,
to watch.
So much.
I know. You don't have to worry about
like,
basketball. Basketball. Who cares? I care. Actually, yesterday, the University of Kentucky announced that they're keeping their coach, even if he did suck the last 6 years. So that's how my day started off. My evening started off. Actually, I had a very good night last night. It was my wedding anniversary. We talked about that yesterday. So my wife and I went out to Annie Gunn's in the Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Just such great food. I'm still stuffed this morning. The New York strip I got was just off the charts.
You have an easier time getting a reservation this time?
Yeah, through the week, it's easier.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. A couple days out.
Wednesday
it's
night, yeah.
This is just one of those weeks where I've been confused what day it is every day. I thought Tuesday was Wednesday. I thought yesterday was Thursday. Today kind of feels like a Friday.
I get that. Carl, what else is going on at the Enterprise Center right now? Could you enlighten us on that?
There's a hockey game tonight.
Oh, yes. And what hockey game would that be?
That would be the Blues Calgary Flames.
My understanding was that the men's Frozen Four,
that's out at Centene Center,
is in town. And the only reason I know that, because I paid no attention to college hockey whatsoever.
It's a big deal
that St. Louis has got it. The Frozen Four, which is like the Final Four, is being played here in St. Louis. So Michelle and I are at Annie Gunn's, which is not an inexpensive place to eat. That's probably putting it mildly. It may not be the most expensive restaurant in St. Louis, but it's probably in the top 10.
Yeah,
I would think.
It's a higher end restaurant
sure. So we're sitting there eating, and all of a sudden, this line of people start coming in behind us to go to this banquet room in the back of the place. And I notice they've all got Michigan State Spartan pullovers on. And it was the men's Frozen Four finalists from Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
the hockey team, all ate at Annie Gunn's last night. There must have been 30 or 35 people in this group that came in. I'm thinking, I guess it's a good thing Michigan State's making some money on hockey, because I can't imagine what that meal must have cost them last night.
Wow.
With or 20, the donors.
20 or 25 hungry hockey players at a place where the average steak is $60. I mean, yeah that was going to be pricey.
When you said Frozen 4, I'm like, there was a Frozen 2 and 3?
There was, one, two. I watched Frozen 2 Frozen a little 2. Bit yesterday
was there?
With my grandson.
Oh, I don't think I even watched. And four right I don't now. Even watch. I never saw the first Frozen.
We'll let it go.
Let it go. Please just let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, see, you know that.
Who wouldn't know that song? It's annoyingly catchy. Anyway,
it won an Oscar.
It did win an Oscar. We've got a lot of good stuff for you today. Senator Ben Brown is going to be on here. We're going to talk to him a little later. You know how they've tried to do ranked choice voting in Missouri? They basically do it in the city of St. Louis right now. They've tried to put it as an initiative petition to get it installed in the state so they can lock any conservative candidates out of the race and only elect these middle-of-the-road rhinos. Senator Ben Brown has got his bill is being heard in the Senate either this week or next to ban ranked choice voting. And we're going to talk to him about that a little later. He's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. A couple more candidates who are up for the school board elections, which are next Tuesday. It's up on us. The school board elections are. The voter guide is up at 971talk.com. Please go check that out. Share it with your friends. We need to get some common sense folks elected to the boards of education around here. Adriana Kuhn and Sam Young from Francis Howell are going to be in here this morning in the 7 o'clock hour as well. And today's not bonus Griff, but we've got Griff Jenkins again. And my guess is he's still up there in Baltimore because he's kind of been on this story since it started. And we'll find out what's new. I understand they located two of the victims overnight or late yesterday. Mm-hmm. The divers did.
Yeah, trapped in their trucks.
Yeah, what a shame. A few more details are coming out on that. We're going to get to it. We got the Pothole Pete showed up on the scene yesterday, back from paternity leave, and apparently has it told us that it's all going to be fine. So we should all feel good about that.
Whenever he says that, that just makes me feel so warm and fuzzy, you know?
The failed mayor of a small town in Indiana is in charge of the Department of Transportation. So that's what we're facing these days. All right, right now, let's get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I will say, you know, a lot of the disinflation that we've seen has been a result of the work that the president led to improve and smooth out our supply chains.
Oh, really? I wondered how that worked. It's going to be fantastic, but we don't know exactly, he's telling us, because he's also an economist, what the impact might be on inflation with all this going on.
My expectation would be that ultimately there'll be insurance payments in part to cover this.
Thank you. When your Treasury Secretary has to walk out and explain to people, the president didn't really mean what he said yesterday about the taxpayers of America bearing the full burden for rebuilding a city bridge.
She's Romney's niece. She changed her name to Daniels because she wanted to be embraced by Trump, who hated Romney.
Yeah, isn't that her married name? Am I wrong about that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, Joy Behar she loves Mitt Romney, but she hates his niece, apparently.
We are hiring officers. We just graduated a class of 11. We have a class of 17 in our current class, and we have a class of 30 starting in 2 months.
Woo! She was hot. Mayor Tish yesterday squaring off during a crime summit with Steve Ellman out in St. Charles County. And good for Steve. Steve's stirring the pot there a little bit. Now, he was in enemy territory, but I was glad to see that he was pushing back a little bit on this narrative that, we've got to, that social workers are more important than police officers. Apparently, Megan Green was at this crime summit, too, for some odd reason, and inserted her lack of any in-depth thought into this issue of dealing with crime in the city of St. Louis. I mean, honestly. So what Ellman said was part of the crime plan should be that we should have to hire 10 officers for every additional social worker that we're hiring to deal with the crime problem. Can somebody help me here? But why? Again, I told you this before. I have friends who are police officers in the city. And they've told me that there are people who have been assigned their own cars in the city who are social workers who have to drive to the different districts who then get in the cars with police officers to go to the scene of a crime, and they're not allowed to get out of the car until the officers have secured the scene, and then they are allowed to get out and talk to the victims, but they're not allowed to share with the police officers any of the information they get from either the victims or the criminals at the scene. How does this make sense in anybody's universe that this is what we think is going to either, number one, help the crime problem in any way, shape, or form, or help criminals? It's clearly just intended to help the criminals in these cases.
Yeah, Ellman was saying that the first thing people ask when they're coming to visit St. Louis is, where's a safe place to stay? And I can so resonate with that. I have had many friends. We know people, Mark, who have asked that of us. Where's a safe place to stay? Where can I park my car where it won't get broken into? Where can I drive that I don't feel like I'm going to have to worry about getting shot or carjacked? And it's funny because they were talking about, they were squaring off about where to get this money to pay to add more police officers. And Ellman said, well, I could give you three words, NFL. Or he said three words, and he said, I'll give you three letters. I don't even three have to letters. Give you three words. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad that, somebody's, you know, that Steve's standing up for a little bit of common sense out there. Now, he got voted down. He was overwhelmed with people whose stupidity overcomes their ability to reason far too often. And this is what you're dealing with. We'll get to more on that story for you this morning because there's a lot to unpack there. But you need to hear it in their own, out of their own mouths. And also, Missouri's Attorney General is firing back on Hazelwood because they were so critical of his comments about DEI. They do not like you to talk about that. So we're going to get to all that and more for you coming up here in just a few minutes. We got more ELO tickets to give away. And I found out that next week we're going to be giving away some tickets to our Bourbon Spring Fling that's coming up on April 18th. So we got all kinds of things to give away. That's great. I love it. We're going to get to all of it right after our national anthem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we were talking at the top of the show there about the fact that I ran into the Michigan State squad from the Frozen Four. Ethan Hannaford walked into the studio a minute ago and told me that apparently the Centene, where the tournament is being hosted, is so small. How small is it? That it holds about 2,500 fans. And that some of these teams, including Michigan State and others that are in the Final Four, often draw crowds of 12,000 fans who follow them to these tournaments, and they can't get tickets. And that the tickets, the standing room only tickets, are over $1,000 now.
That's wild.
To get into Centene to see these ice hockey games. I guess my question might be, why in the hell would you hold it at a place that could only seat 2,500 people?
There were Blues games this weekend.
So go to a different town.
No, we want them here.
No, of course we want them here, but why would the NCAA do that? That's dumb.
Because we are lucky to have them here. And the NCAA doesn't get with the NHL to say, hey, can you do these things?
Well, nonsense. I mean, So in other words, what you're telling me is, if you're telling me this correctly, mm-hmm. when the regional group that goes out and recoups these NCAA championships,
that would be the St. Louis Sports Commission.
So when Mark goes out to bring these people in, mm-hmm. we can't tell them 4 years in advance what dates are available because the NHL might schedule a hockey game that night?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
They have had it at Enterprise Center
I know they
before.
Have. Right.
Because I worked those games.
Wow.
And those teams, I think it was Iowa 1 year, and usually it's Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, the big, or Boston.
Well, hey, I'm not like a community planner or anything, but I'm just thinking out loud here. We have a big empty Edward Jones Dome over here. Put an ice hockey rink in the middle of it and sell as many damn tickets as you want. Instead of putting it in Centene where you're limited to 2,500 people.
For perspective, how much does Enterprise hold?
19.
Yeah.
Depends on how they configure seating. 19-150.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
Is for hockey.
But North Dakota and Michigan and all these teams that are playing in here routinely have 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 fans that follow them around, and they can't get a ticket. I'm sure the secondary market has exploded for the mm-hmm. few tickets that are available. Anyway, I mentioned that because I saw the Michigan State team out at Annie Gunn's last night, which apparently is the place to be.
I'm surprised, though. Yeah, I'm very surprised because, like you said, that it is amazing food, but it is expensive. I've not been there in years. Man, the bill, I would not want to be the one paying the bill for that.
Yeah. Whew, man. My friend George chimed in and said, hockey is more important.
It is.
This morning we were talking about what's going on. I don't disagree, but all I'm saying is they ought to plan that a little better than to put it in an arena that small. There's got to be some empty arenas somewhere where they could have seated more people.
They could put it at Chaffetz.
Why not?
I don't know.
Are they set up for hockey?
I don't think they are.
Pour a little water on the ground and freeze it. What else is there to
Family it? Arena
it can't
is,
be that
though.
Confusing.
The family arena is set up for hockey.
Yeah. We got somebody mad earlier this week when we were talking about the toughest sport, and some hockey player wrote in on the Facebook page and
a lot.
Yeah.
No, hockey was ranked more difficult than baseball.
Hockey
was one of the most difficult sports, according to ESPN.
But why? But didn't the hockey player also say you had to be a genius to play that game? Didn't that what he said?
Any sport that somebody plays, they're going to say you have to be a genius to play that game.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't play hockey. I'm not dissing hockey players. I'm just interested with that argument. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. We got some ELO tickets to give away next hour. And maybe Tom Ackerman's got some thoughts on the Frozen Four being in town with a limited audience. We'll be
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Right back.
Kim on a whim.
When I was in high school, I remember dreading having to take the ACT. I never took the SAT. I don't think a lot of colleges require it, or certainly not both. But I also, I did not realize that during COVID, many colleges and universities put a pause on requiring those standardized testing simply because they didn't want people gathering at a particular testing site and having to, monitor all of that. Slowly, some of these universities have started to implement that again, where they're saying, we'd like to see your test scores. I'm not a huge fan of standardized tests. I was like generally an AB student. I don't feel like I tested well. When you're under those time constraints, it just wasn't really my thing. But I found this article that talked about how there's been this huge spike in the number of kids who are going out and getting these bogus ADHD diagnoses so that they can get more time to take those standardized tests. And you might not think that it would make that big of a difference, but one expert was saying it could mean potentially a 200-point boost on an SAT score. Because all you're really having to do, if you want to say, yes, I have ADHD and I need more time, you just go get documentation of a disability from a mental health professional. But I would imagine some of those professionals are very liberal in the way that they hand those out. Well, it's not just ADHD, though. It's anxiety and depression can also give you accommodations.
If you know that extra amount of time can result in increased test scores, those test scores, Carl, should come with an asterisk, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You know, I believe that's the case.
Single day, you guys have found an opportunity to bring up that asterisk.
I think that was the proper use of that
word. I should have rephrased the way that I formed that poll on X. I should have put...
And Joe Biden won the 2020 election.
What do you call this symbol? Instead of saying, how do you say this? Because then it showed the spelling. I think a lot of people don't realize it's spelled that way.
Okay.
Just like Sherbert. It's sherbet.
So back to your SAT thing. When I was in high school, I took the ACT. The SAT at that time was something that I think mostly West Coast schools required,
yeah,
as I remember it correctly. And I only took the ACT. I don't remember like killing it. I didn't get like a 36 or anything like close to that. But I do remember, I mean, the pressure is there, but everybody goes through the same thing. I mean, some people are better at running a 100-yard dash than others. I don't know that giving you extra time to run the 100-yard dash helps you at all. How does that help anybody when you're accommodating folks like that?
So this is what they're saying. It says most students don't have the luxury of going back and checking their work. But if you have, say, 50% more time than another student, that's a complete game changer. Because people would be able to go back and review their work. They're not going into it thinking, I have to get each one done in this amount of time to make sure I can finish all the questions. I think it would reduce the stress, the anxiety leading into that test. And I think you can just be more thorough with your work. So I can absolutely see why that would make a difference.
No, I see why it wouldn't make a difference. I'm saying, why would we ever allow that?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. I read this and was very irritated about it because people always find a way to take advantage of a system.
Yes.
This has been in place since 1990, by the way. That's when these accommodations were put in place with the Americans with Disability Act. That's the whole thing with this testing. And of course, probably ever since then, they've been abused. But they've seen a huge increase since COVID has ended because I feel like a lot of kids were set back with COVID and having to stay home for a year. Some districts probably even longer than that, trying to learn from a computer screen in your kitchen with distractions, maybe other siblings running around, trying to learn for 8 hours a day. A lot of students were set back.
No learning took place. Very little.
I would never be able to learn that way. There was this one school that they were saying, like, it says a former teacher at the Grace Church School estimated a third of his students got extra time accommodations.
Wow.
And I don't know where Grace Church School is, by the way.
I also read a story the other day, I don't know if you've seen this or not, that some schools are doing away with a requirement for a standardized test for students coming in.
To be honest, I don't know that it's
necessary. That they're going to eliminate it.
I feel like if you're, to me, like, maybe you're not the best test taker, but if you've got a really great work ethic and you're willing to put the time in to study and get the A's and the B's, then does it really matter what you would score on a standardized test?
I think, and here's the other challenge to these quota systems that universities want to put in. Tests like that separate the wheat from the chaff. They just do, right? My nephew got a 36 on his ACT, right? Got a full ride scholarship to college as a result of that. Because the universities know that's not a fluke. Now, it might be, if you can argue that it might be a fluke and you just don't test well and that's why you only got a 29, but the universities would look at that and say, okay, well, clearly I'm not giving that person a full ride scholarship. This person got a 36. When you start lowering standards, you lower outcomes. I'm going to piss some people off by saying this, but maybe for the community colleges out there, that's not a bad thing because they're going to end up with those students that aren't getting 36s on their ACT or even 32s on their ACT and being merit scholars. They're not targeting those students. But for the universities that still have standards, you have to have some bar to measure that against. And just getting there, because every school seems to grade differently now.
Yeah,
a few years ago, some schools eliminated class rankings because they didn't want the person who's third to have their feelings hurt because somebody was number one. I mean, it's dumb.
And okay, you do make an interesting point because then I think about how grades are curved. Like they'll if everybody failed the test, it's like, okay, well, now everyone's going to get a C. That's the new threshold. So I do understand that. And the other thing that I've just thought of here in the last 30 seconds would be if you are, say, bringing your work home and your parents don't want you to fail in school and you're not willing to work with them, maybe some parents are like, I'll just do it for them. So the test you take in the classroom would be truly indicative of how much information you've retained, but your, say, homework wouldn't, and other papers or things that your parents or somebody else is helping you with because they're just terrified of you failing. And you refuse to do the work. I'll guarantee you there are some parents out there who are doing that.
Have you ever seen anybody churn milk? Have you ever? It's an old-fashioned thing, but my grandmother used to churn milk when I was a kid.
That sounds absolutely disgusting. No.
Well, but the point is the cream always rises to the top. And this is why everywhere it's ever been tried, socialism and communism eventually fail. Because you can try to argue that everybody's the same until you're blue in the face, but it's not true. There are people who achieve more than others, and in our society, you can benefit from that. I mean, if you're an Elon Musk or somebody that creates Amazon, you're going to be an Uber billionaire, and if you're in the middle of the road somewhere, you can still have a great life in America.
Mm-hmm.
And this trying to shoehorn everybody in because, well, this isn't fair. This doesn't fairly judge. I'm sorry. You have to have tests against which you measure people if you because these are the people that are going to achieve in life. I'm sorry. It just it's a hard truth for some people to swallow. If your kid didn't get a 36 on the ACT, you can be jealous about that if you want. But at the end of the day, that doesn't mean they can't go out and have a great life.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think that it's all contributing to the dumbing down of Americans. An overused phrase. It's been used for a long time. But I think it's absolutely true. We're lowering standards to accommodate the people in the middle of the road.
Yeah, I think you bring up some good points. They call it standardized testing for a reason.
Yeah.
Because
where
they
do you
can't,
rank
they,
against
they
the standard?
Can't, yeah, you can't right. have individual teachers changing it because it's the same for every single person.
And it complete that argument, if you accept it, completely undercuts what they're doing at these major universities. And it's why Harvard and Yale and the others got sued by that group of Asian students who routinely scored higher but weren't being admitted because the school decided it needed to have a quota. So it was taking students who were less than on the intelligence quota than the ones who were scoring higher. It's dumb. It's defeatist. I don't know why we would do that.
Now, why is it, though, that some people are so smart, like book smart, but have no common sense? Because that person I told you about yesterday who couldn't figure out that the windows were not turning and that it was actually us turning on the
yes,
top of the Millennium
yep, yeah.
got like a 34 on the ACT.
Wow.
Very, very, very smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ish. I had with an asterisk.
But had no
with
common sense.
Smart with an asterisk.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a great question.
I didn't score 36, but I could tell you that it wasn't the windows turning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you say asterisk.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Carl Middleman.
Yep, Carl, you're digging a hole there, brother.
Put your shovel away, Carl. Put your shovel away.
She even said, whatever Twitter says, I'll abide. And you're still fighting
no,
3 days
I
later.
No, I acknowledge that I lost the pull on X.
And you said, the tape says.
Carl, this is the point of that argument with your wife when you say, you're right, honey.
No. This is why I'm.
Haven't you been married
just,
long enough,
you
Carl?
Just quit. I'm
this
31
is why
years, brother.
The,
take my advice.
Yeah, Mark just hit his 31st wedding
bedroom.
Anniversary. This is the advice that you can pass along to us, those
Going
of us who have not
guest
been married
bedroom
as long.
To take a nap.
Yes, you are indeed. All right. Good stuff. Hey, we'll get back to more of this crime summit debate that happened yesterday. My understanding is the Mark Reardon Show is going to have St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman on later today. I'm going to be anxious to hear that interview. I'm not sure what time, but we're working that out with old Fred Bottenheimer. I've been texting him to figure out what time Ellman is on, and I'll let you know a little later. Stay tuned.
I worry for the parties. Overwhelming interest in elitism, celebrity, and winning at all cost. And I worry that they do it even if that means turning a blind eye on the issues that they all know to be true.
You know who she reminds me of? That Republican senator that spoke after the State of the Union.
Katie?
That's Nicole Shanahan. She's the vice presidential pick for RFK. That was one of the bigger political missteps that anybody's had in a long time on the national political scene. I don't think RFK was ever going to get elected president, but I do think if he had come out and picked somebody who was like somebody would consider either legitimately capable of handling the job or somebody who had basically been a Republican or a member of the other party, yeah, it would have bolstered his argument more, but he didn't help himself with liberals or independents with that pick.
Really, I think he really helped the conservatives because I don't think anybody who is on the fence about Trump and debating Trump RFK Jr., I think is going to move more into the Trump campaign. I think that her being so progressive, I think helps us. I think that now RFK is going to pull more votes away from Biden, if
yeah.
anything. I think this is a win for us. I do.
I do, too. I'm not quite sure what the guy was thinking about there, but that's what he did. By the way, you know, I mentioned this yesterday. We'll get more from Griff later on the bridge accident in Baltimore. I jokingly said when they put the mayor of Baltimore on, who is that guy? He looks 15. Well, he's not 15. He's actually 39. But if you're wondering, after watching Tish Jones, the direction that these big cities are going in, this is another prime example of the downfall in America. From the fact that Chicago fired Mayor Beetlejuice and hired a socialist, a declared socialist, is now the mayor in the city of Chicago. We've seen what's happened around the country in these other big mayors. This mayor, London Breed out in San Francisco, who wanted to defund the police, and then at some point actually realized the horrible mistake she had made. They still haven't realized that in St. Louis, as we were well aware yesterday at the crime summit. And then there's this guy, the mayor of Baltimore, who's 38 years old and is the poster child for racism. Listen to what he said yesterday about people who were apparently critical of some of his comments after the accident on the bridge. Apparently, MSNBC felt people weren't treating him fairly.
I know, and we all know, and you know very well, that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything. We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to this country. And what they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent. We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from, scares them.
That's him. That's the mayor. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.